With the challenge of the spring semester, returning as well as new students are stepping outside the box with the new innovative ways to study more effectively and improve their grade point average. Staff writer Israel Arzate asked several students for useful tips on their most effective way of studying.
If review session for a test, library, and flashcards are not the best way to study, let's review what is. Admit Sandoval, whose major is pharmaceutical technician, she was asked what were the five best ways to study.
The first one is to isolate myself in my room, read, take notes, and read and highlight. Sometimes I need to ask someone if they wanted to form a study group or something like that.
Next, pharmaceutical major Amit Sandoval was asked, is it better to form a study group, have a study partner, or work by yourself?
It is a lot easier because you have someone there if you don't get the material besides to review with you.
Up next was a student, Jacqueline Gonzalez, whose major is psychology, was asked what she thinks are the five top or best ways of studying. Jacqueline Gonzalez gave these very helpful study tips.
I usually go to the library. I like to be by myself usually, or I go to the beach sometimes. For me, it's better if I read my notes, also make flashcards, or look at PowerPoints.
Gonzalez believes there are benefits to studying in groups, but has some advice on making sure studying remains the sole reason for such study groups.
Well, it depends what type of subject it is. Sometimes, like if it's really a really tough subject, or it's something that you don't really understand, it's better to study with a group, but mostly not your friends, people, your classmates instead. And if it's like something more simple that you might understand, it's better if you study by yourself.
The interview was followed up with Kelsey Rodriguez. She was asked, is it better or more helpful to form a study group?
I think it would be more helpful to have a group because it would be other people's perspective on how they would study, and I would copy the good habits.
Kelsey Rodriguez was also asked, what are the top five ways of studying?
Study 15 minutes before class session starts. Say for a two-hour course, take at least an hour and a half of studying or 2 hours. Going to a library or doing research, getting more information from the professor.
Fashion major Madeline Gomez says she is especially trying harder this semester and gives these five tips for success.
If I study, it would be taking notes in class, reviewing the notes. I usually just pay attention to the teacher. I'll work with the buddy, study with them if I'm taking the same class. I'll just do some research, basically. Just taking notes and reviewing my notes.
Ms. Gomez gives an honest answer on her ability to do well in group study.
I like studying by myself, because if I do it with the group, I get distracted easily and I probably just won't study.
Well, as stated, these tips are opinion, but overall, the top five ways of studying are taking notes, asking the teacher for help when you don't know what to do, reread the chapters assigned, highlight important quotes, and always carry flash review cards with you wherever you go. Overall, you can't go wrong with a study group. Just make sure that it's been formed with people that are dependable and reliable per opinion. If prefer a study buddy, try to partner with a person that will help, and if prefer working alone, never stay up too late and take short breaks. For Tana Marks Campus News Hour, I am Israel Arzate.